Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Breaking news here.
What broke now?
Potentially you.
Oh, no.
Radio personality lives in a box for 24 hours for charity. This will happen in 59 minutes.
Yes.
AJ, the co-host of Connecticut's most popular morning show, Chaz and AJ in the Morning on 99.1 PLR and 95.9 The Fox, will live in a box for 24 hours at McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. AJ will walk into the box at 9 o'clock, come out exactly 24 hours later. While living in the box, he will be forced to listen to Middle of the Road's Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep. And to make things even more interesting, every time he does, or every time we raise $1,000, AJ will be hoisted 75 feet in the air in the K&J Tree Service bucket truck. That's 75 feet in the air.
Yes.
We're going to the radio station website to make donations, WPR.com, 959thefox.com. We were at $1,550, and Dana from Channel 3, the news director. She's actually the general manager now.
Oh, look at that.
All right. Nice. I forgot. You've been promoted like years ago.
Right.
Dana's on the phone right now making the donation to help you, AJ, make your second trip.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
AJ, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry, but it's for a good cause.
Yes, it is. Yeah, my underwear.
Yeah. But this is how I look at it, AJ. Can you see out of the box? That's what I don't understand. Is it a closed box?
The box that I'm living in for 24 hours is plexiglass.
Yeah.
Like a terrarium for people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Forget it then. I was going to say, if you're 5 feet up or 400 feet up, if you can't see, what does it matter?
Yeah, no, right. The bucket's going to be a bucket, like a bucket truck.
Yes, that's a good point. We should explain this a little bit better.
Yes,
so he's living in this 4x4x8 glass box, like a fish tank.
Yeah.
And then every time we raise $1,000, he leaves the box, gets into the bucket truck, and goes up 75 feet in the air.
Where he has a severe...
Did you hear her reaction?
Yeah. And she's the general manager of a news corporation.
Right.
So she's seen some bad... So for she's going, oh, that's not good.
Are you going to... Yeah, don't let my reaction fool you.
It's too late now, but good.
All right. I can't help but ask questions, and I'll be quick. I'm sure you guys have way more important people than me. You're not going to like how I end this, AJ, but question, are you guys going to stream it, or can we watch this madness happen over the 24 hours?
Yeah. AJ will be providing the stream, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, don't stand below.
We're going to have some videos that will be posted later, and then there'll be some Facebook Lives.
Yeah, I call it evidence.
All right, because we want to share them with our viewers,
Oh, that's great.
Because that's cool.
Oh, we will get
AJ, are you going to... Yeah, send us everything. Chaz,
you
guys know how to get a hold of us.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you guys a challenge from us.
Challenge?
And if you raise another 500 before 9 o'clock, we'll match it. So you'll have, 3,000 at that point?
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes.
I'm trying to do the math. I can't do math. Remember, I was...
We are not math people either.
I'm the worst at math.
Okay, so $500 in the next 56 minutes.
Oh,
and
AJ's
going up a third time.
Right, thank you. Appreciate
it. And we're close on that.
We're already at 2,000. Right, so we'll hit the 500. Let's get the listeners to give them another 5 and get the kids set up this year.
We're up to 1760 now, so keep them coming. We're very,
very
close.
Very close. Dana, thank you, and,
you're welcome, guys. Great cause.
Thank you. We love Channel 3.
Yes, thank
you. Dana, general manager of Channel 3. We have a United States senator on the phone right now, Richard Blumenthal. Congratulations on your win. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on this wonderful morning.
Yes.
It was.
We were, before we get to AJ in a box, I just want to say I believe your race being called shortly after 8 is probably the fastest any race has been called after the polls close.
I had not even yet arrived at my headquarters. In fact, I just left the polling place when I was called and said, they've called the race. It was about 8:01. And I said, well, that's pretty funny. Please let me know when we have some results. But it turned out, in fact, they called the race.
Oh, it's interesting. How did they do that before they get all the votes?
I think they do it through the use of some kind of computer algorithm with exit polling and past data and who knows what.
But smart people, complicated stuff.
Right, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'm not a computer guy, so I can't tell you, but those algorithms do some amazing things.
Well, I can tell you that what I love about you is that you work all 6 years. You don't just pop out the last year and then go around and shake hands. We see you all the time, everywhere, for the entire term.
Yep.
I'm convinced there's three of him.
Yeah.
It's so many events.
I opened the drawer one day. There he was.
Wait, the bloom box.
Right, yeah.
Well, one of my opponents once very smirkingly said, you know, Blumenthal will go to a garage door opening. And I said, yeah, it's a badge of honor to say I'm everywhere. Obviously, I can't be everywhere.
Oh, it's not just your opponents. We all say that.
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
I open my mailbox, you're waving at me.
Yeah. We all say that.
You hand me the soap one time in the shower.
You know, and we say it in a loving way. It's like he's everywhere, you know?
But, you know, there's a serious side to it, which is it enables me to listen to people. There's nothing like talking face-to-face to people to hear and feel what the issues are, what's troubling them, what is on their minds. And, you know, people say to me, how do the polls look? And I say, well, I do a poll every weekend when I come home to Connecticut, because I come back every weekend and I'm all around the state. I know what people are thinking. So at events, very diverse events, I'm able to really get some real live intelligence, but also solve people's problems. You know, there's hardly an event when I don't get some kind of issue that people want solved, some kind of social security check or visa or
AJ has a problem.
Can you get me out of going in a bucket? Can you say some kind of legislation, law prohibits me being in airspace or something? I don't know. Whatever it takes.
I'm going to contribute because I want you to be up there in that bucket again.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're the best. Oh. What do we need, Phil?
Let's see. I'm refreshing right now. It's just asking me to re-log in.
Of course you are.
I've been hitting it very often.
What were you going to donate, Senator?
Well, I haven't decided. I have to consult with my wife, of course.
We're about 150 away from hitting 2,000.
We're 150 away. You could do it.
I'm going to do my part. Let me put it that way. I don't really want to talk about it. You know,
she's right behind you. Dude, because
that's
she's
why
right behind
he goes
me.
To all these events on the weekends. He doesn't want to be around the
she's
house.
She's saving up for Black Friday.
Otherwise, you're hanging curtains, things like that, vacuuming. Yep.
Yeah.
This way's always out.
Well, you know, I have to earn her vote every day, and sometimes it's pretty tough.
Right. He almost lost 1 year.
I did see her out on the, you know, on the stage there with you. And I thought,
she was there, and she's really with me all the time, whether she's with me physically or not. As
all right, all on three.
Children.
One, two, three. Oh.
Tracking device? She pinged my
phone.
He's
sucking up for Christmas. That's what he's doing right now.
All right. Senator, congratulations and thank you for coming on. Thanks for the donation, whatever it is. And then we'll see you at the toy drive, hopefully.
Yeah, I'll be screaming today.
I will see you at the toy drive. And again, many, many thanks for all the great work you do and your friendship and really your dedication to public service. And I haven't been doing the Penguin Plunge lately, AJ, but we'll go back to doing it.
Okay. Why not? I'm in the air. I'm in the cold water. What difference does it make?
You know what? We can park the truck near the ocean and just dip you
just
in.
Swan dip you dive. In. Yeah, that's just funny. Swan dive into the sound.
That's AJ. Land, air, and sea.
Yes.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
One mom's getting blasted on social media after posting a now viral video of her 5-year-old son celebrating his birthday at Hooters. Here's a clip. Man,
I thought a 5K was starting.
The kids, right? The kids standing up on a chair, and they gave him like two of those, like the aluminum plates you use to take wings home in both hands. Like he's supposed to like flap them like
trays.
A bird. Yeah, the take home trays. Yeah. I don't know why they gave it to him to do that, but whatever.
Well, it's Hooters, AJ.
Oh, representing a chicken.
Right.
Gotcha.
I understand, Phil, but still, who cares? Just sing your song and give us wings.
So if the kid is standing on the chair, he's at like eye level with the Hooters.
Yes, he is. Very eye level.
Yeah.
How decent are the Hooters?
I only saw one person talking to him.
Oh.
That's got to be very difficult for them. Haven't they gone through trouble hiring people? Some people are like, hey, you don't hire certain people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People with Hooters.
Right. No, people
there's
certain
a certain
sizes.
Requirement. You got to be a certain size.
Exactly. It's otherwise, weird. Otherwise, the cold place home.
I can stay at home for this.
I don't need to go out.
The cold place.
If I'm looking below your belt, that's a problem.
I was thinking it was the complainers until I hear this person. This mom is just she's a social media influencer.
Right. Mm.
I'm going to use my kid. You know what's going to happen with this? It just occurred to me.
What's that?
Remember the parents of like the Little Rascals? They took all the money,
yes.
And then they got sued, and then there were child labor laws in place. Okay. That's what's going to happen with social media. If you start making money off of posting videos of your kids, your kids are going to be able to say, hold on a minute.
Yeah, you have money.
You used me to make money.
And that plate of wings.
Yeah, but kids use you to take money, so there should be a point
it's
of
a balance,
how much.
Right.
Yeah, there's got to be an amount that you would be like,
keep them a total run.
Well, you know what? That I'm going to run. I'm going to run the tabs for your whole life.
Yeah.
And go, well, up to 18, I think you owe me with calculations and tax.
The cost of bringing you to this world and then feeding you, clothing you.
$20 a dirty diaper.
Right.
That's going to add up right there.
Every Christmas around $200.
Yep.
About
200.
Right.
Almost like 200.
200.
That's just the stocking these days.
Okay.
200.
Right. Birthday 100.
And how do you get other, you know, what do you, what's the invitation look like? You're sending it out to
you're
the
writing a napkin.
You got to be honest. You have to say where you're going.
Yeah,
you can't just bring other kids there.
Right.
We're going to, all the fathers bring the kids for a change.
Really. It's just a picture of an owl with the big eyes on the cover of the invitation.
Right. This father showed up.
Usually moms think about it's a bunch of dudes.
It's
all show up.
Yeah, one
dude.
Yeah,
I'll take this one.
One dude got there at opening.
Zach in Ellington.
So, Jimmy, I had a question about Aerosmith. Are they still together? I know Steven Tyler and Joe Perry are doing their own thing. Are they ever going to be getting back together? And if so, are we going to see them anywhere close to Connecticut?
They did play two shows in New England this past summer. They played Fenway Park and they played up in Maine. They got along great. They're talking about doing a residency in Las Vegas. And I hear there's talk about them doing a final tour next summer. So if they do a final tour next summer,
thank you very much, Jimmy.
I'm sure we'll see them in Connecticut.
Wow, a final tour.
That's what I hear.
A real final tour or a final tour?
A real final tour.
There's never a real final tour.
Yeah. Do you think that they really intend on going on a final tour and then they miss it after a couple of years?
Motley Crue style.
Or is it they get lured back by money? Promoters call them every year.
Everybody gets lured by money, but you also have to get along. And if you don't get along with your bandmates, you just don't want to see them again. And, you know, Joe and Steven have not gotten along great throughout the years. So, look, they have hardly toured the last 5 years, and they are very popular. And there's a lot of money out there waiting for them. So I do believe it would be their final tour if they announced it as their final tour.
If they did come out, where would you put them?
Mohegan Sun is where I would think. Either Mohegan Sun or Xfinity, one of the two.
It's like marriage, you know what I mean? You have a lot of final tours. You know, it's like, is this the final tour?
Chaz and AJ, you're on with Jimmy. What's your question? Hello. Nope, we lost him. Reg in Norwalk.
John Fogerty and Bob Seger.
I hope John Fogerty tours next year. I hear he is not going to, but we are going to try to bribe him, like I did with a couple of artists this year that just come into Connecticut and play for me. I did that with Steve Miller very successfully last year.
Yeah.
Offer him enough money to do a few dates, a couple of weekends And I'd love to do that with John Fogerty. I personally believe that Bob Seger is going to retire. He's 77 and loves to sit out on Lake Michigan and fish. And I just don't hear any talk about him touring at all.
That's too bad.
Well, I just saw one of his concerts online, and it was a couple of years ago, I guess, and just fantastic as he got older.
I agree with you. Midwest Bruce Springsteen is what I call him.
He speaks
to the blue-collar man.
One of the greatest live performers.
No question about it. I totally agree.
There are some bands that their music is better live, and he's one of them.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen, Billy Joel, Bob Seger, Leonard Skinner, Peter Frampton, Kiss, all of those live albums that in the 70s sold a zillion copies. Their songs were better live.
However, it's not a wedding until old-time rock and roll is played. So sorry.
Yeah, but again, it's the audience. You need that beer-soaked crowd. Right? Yep. That's what makes it.
James and Seymour, what's your question for Jimmy?
Hey, guys, don't mind me if you hear some GPS chatter. I'm on my way to see AJ in the box.
Excellent.
Nice.
Thank you.
So my question, Jimmy, is there a reason that we don't really see shows in Hartford XL Center anymore?
Yeah. I think
there was a whole paragraph in that.
There's a lot I could say, but I'm not going to say anymore.
It's just us.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you're right. It is just us. I think Mohegan Sun has taken the thunder away from the XL Center. Mohegan Sun seems to be a much more popular arena, which I understand.
It's a nicer place.
Yes, it's inside. It's got restaurants, got a hotel, it's got casino. I think that we find the public would prefer to go to Mohegan Sun rather than the XL Center.
It's very interesting because take Trans-Siberian Orchestra, for example. They're coming to Mohegan in, what, 2 weeks?
Yes, November 23rd.
So we've seen them come to XL a lot in the past, and then suddenly, post-COVID, they're coming to Mohegan.
Tell her to shut up.
That's why I put a man on my ways. look, I'll tell you personally about TSO, and that's a good question. First of all, they used to play the XL Center, then Mohegan Sun got them. Then they used to play both. TSO would play both, one about a month apart from each other. But Mohegan Sun treats the bands very, very special. They give them all rooms for free. It's right around Thanksgiving, so Mohegan Sun will provide them a Thanksgiving dinner and a place to play. Mohegan Sun knows how to treat the artists really, really well.
It matters.
The artists love going to Mohegan Sun. Great people at Mohegan Sun. So,
well, their people also get to walk around, shop, restaurants, gamble, entertainment without leaving the building. So it's a great thing for everyone.
And every once in a while, artists will say, can you pay me a little of my money in chips?
They work for free again.
thank you, James. Great question.
All right. See AJ in a little bit.
Okay. We'll see you down there. AJ on his way to the box. Questions for Jimmy Koplik, 1-877-764-2535. Friends of Jimmy, still some slots left?
Still some slots left. It's a great deal, $325, up to 8 tickets per show, so you can share the membership fee with anybody. Get first dibs on all tickets. We email you about the show, and we will email you the tickets when you email us back. How many tickets? We'll hold on to your credit card information. It's that simple. You can order the tickets. So it really is a great deal. We have over a 90% renewal rate every year. Some people are waiting to renew. They might make a mistake and wait too long, but that means there are slots open. Just go to friendsofjimmy.com. That simple.
I don't think there's a better gift to give someone who likes to go to shows. Because you're not buying them every ticket. You're just buying them the opportunity to buy every ticket.
I was just going to kidnap Jimmy and actually give them to my friends.
There is that. Wes in the truck, you have a question about Skinner?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, Jimmy, I saw, my first concert ever was 38 Special in Skinner in 04. I think it was at the Oakdale with my parents. And then this last summer was the first time I went to the Bridgeport Theater, and I took my daughter, and her first concert was Skynyrd. And then I saw Skynyrd at Big E, and they mentioned something about keeping the tour going next year. So I was wondering if it's not their last tour.
Of course,
and keep
they
going.
Will.
The final.
Yeah, really. They've been on their final tour for this whole century, I think they've been on the final tour.
Yeah, basically.
I have not heard about them coming back, if they come back. My guess is it's time for a repeat at Mohegan Sun would be my suggestion.
How would you hear about it?
I like the big wheels keep on... I like the big wheels keep on turning for, like, their last tour. But I always felt like if they were going to really go out, that, like Chaz was saying, they should just do, instead of one more from the road, they should just do one more for the road and just play the whole record right through and
It'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
I do love when artists do that. I had a lot of Bruce Springsteen dates where he just did his different albums on different nights, and I love when artists do their albums.
Eagles did that too.
Hotel
California.
That was awesome. Oh. The girl comes out and puts the needle down on the record.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So great.
Yes, yes. They stole that from Steely Dan.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Yes, they stole that from Steely Dan.
When did Steely Dan do that?
Steely Dan did that, let's see, I ran New York 2008 to 2012, so it was during that time period they were at the Beacon Theater, and they were doing Asia. And I went to the Beacon, and they had this girl in high heels come out and put the vinyl on and put the needle on the vinyl.
Oh,
and after
no
the
kidding.
First side, huh. The girl would come out, turn it over, put the needle on the second side. She'd walk off, and they'd do the second side.
That's great.
Good artist copy, great artist steal.
That's great.
Yeah, that's so cool.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I agree with Chaz, too. I've got I might be younger, but I've got a whole collection of records and Bob Seger live and Skynyrd live, and I have the five-disc collection of Bruce Springsteen live. All the live stuff is just, it blows it out of the water. It really brings it alive.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Wes, thank you.
I appreciate it, Jimmy.
Thank you, Wes.
That's why I'm still in business.
How would you know, how would the Lynyrd Skynyrd thing happen? Would you call them and say, you're still on the road, or would they call you and say, hey, we're coming back around?
Oh, they would call me. They would definitely call me.
Interesting. And you would send them to Mohegan?
In Connecticut, I'd send them to Mohegan. I think they haven't played Mohegan in quite a while. I think it would be great at Mohegan Sun.
It's funny that he said that about Skynyrd potentially continuing, because they did such a great show at the Amp. At the end, I thought there'd be some, hey, thank you, man. Thank you for all the years. And, you know, goodbye.
Yeah,
there was none of that. And I thought that felt weird.
Because he knows.
Hold that thought. And now it makes sense. Brian of Fairfield, you have a question about David Lee Roth.
Yes, I do. When's the Diamond Man coming back?
I don't know if he's ever going to tour again. He's always been very strange.
Not him.
Some people call it drugs.
He's weird. And... he was going to do a residency in Vegas, and he suddenly canceled it after two shows, and nobody has heard what he's going to do live again. So
what?
I just don't think he's going to be out on the road anymore.
Huh.
So that's not looking good then.
Thanks for doing the math for us, Brian.
Hey, can I box AJ in the box?
Sure.
For cash. Lost,
yeah. Yeah.
We'll whore him
make
up.
Make a donation and you're in.
What are we talking, like boxing gloves?
$100 a minute. $100 a minute.
Thank you, Brian.
Whoever drops first.
Thank you, Brian.
Good all to right, hear AJ. I mean, AJ. All right, Chaz. All thank right. you.
I don't know if you ever saw what AJ looks like, but AJ's got tons of muscles. I wouldn't want to box AJ.
I wouldn't want to box him.
No,
I don't know. He takes a couple body shots. I think he's out.
Tracy and Milford, you have a question about Friends of Jimmy. Good morning.
Yes, I do. Good morning. I've been a member of Friends of Jimmy for 3 years. I absolutely love it. If anybody, you know, is thinking about it, I would say dive in. It's definitely worth it. But, Jimmy, I'm just wondering, has there ever been talk of texting notifications out to people for tickets that are going on sale? Because sometimes I miss the emails and then I'm really bummed out.
No, not really, because, you know, we'd never thought about texting. It used to be mail only, which really was a pain in the butt when we did mail. So, no, never really thought about texting. I don't know if people would want to have their phone be texted. I like texting myself, but no, we never thought about texting.
Jimmy's still got 8-track tape, so let's take it easy on him.
Yeah, you know, like when you go on to Ticketmaster and you add your favorites, sometimes they'll send you, oh, you know, tickets are about to go on sale for such and such. I just thought that might be a good option for
Yeah, I think some phone services charge you for that, and so you'd get into a weird Like, are we costing these people money to let them know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard any news about Incubus?
Yes, Incubus is going to tour next year. My guess is Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater is my guess.
Oh, nice.
Or Westville, one of the two.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tracy.
David in Manchester has a question about Weird Al.
Yes, hi. I have a question. Wondering if Weird Al Yankovic is going to be in the area anytime.
Hoping to bring him to Oakdale sometime in the spring.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm a huge fan.
Didn't he just do a tour like of serious stuff? Like, not his corny stuff, but like he's got serious music
serious
too, right?
Serious music?
Yeah.
Well, he just played Carnegie Hall.
I don't know.
He just played Carnegie Hall, and that's what gave me the idea of bringing him in.
Yeah, but he does a serious show where he plays like legit music, and he's a great musician.
He specifically covers the Beatles with polka. He's got albums that are not parodies. It's just him doing Beatles music with polka, and he recently did that with the Hamilton soundtrack. He covered the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Awesome.
Keep you posted.
Thank you.
We got a question, Frank and Fairfield, 3 Days Grace, and then we have a question about ZZ Top.
3 Days Grace, probably touring next year. It looks like Oakdale. ZZ Top, probably Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater next summer.
On this day in Copley concert history, and if you go to Jim Copley Presents Archives, if you're not following this page yet, you have to. It's a living, breathing, electronic museum to Connecticut concerts. On this day in 1979, Fleetwood Mac with some band I never heard of at the New Haven Coliseum. But, man, that had to be something.
Oh, yeah. That's when Fleetwood Mac was in its heyday in 1979.
That's their heyday.
Yeah, that's for sure. But 1981 was even a better show today.
The Rolling Stones with Garland Jeffries at the Hartford Civic Center.
Yes, first time the Stones appeared in Hartford since the 60s.
Wow. That's incredible. For them
I actually counted. There's 6 Hall of Famers today that we promoted. 6 artists that are in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, just on this date?
Just on this date.
Wild.
Wow. That's amazing.
And then you have Bill Cosby.
Yes, who I actually have only nice things to say about on a personal level, to tell you the truth. At the show itself in 1985 at the New Haven Coliseum, we didn't sell as many tickets as I had thought. And he walks in and he introduces himself to me and he goes, "Are you the promoter?" And I said, "Yes, I am, Mr. Cosby." He goes, "And how'd you do tonight?" I said, "Well, I lost $10,000 tonight." And he goes, "Nobody loses money on Bill Cosby." And he writes me a personal check for $10,000.
And then did I say 10? I meant 20.
And then
sorry.
Jimmy woke up naked in a hotel room.
With another $10,000.
So all right, Bill's got a bad rap, no question about it. But he was very nice to me, I will say that.
$10,000 is $10,000.
My only... meeting with him, it was AJ and I, it was backstage. He walks in, he's wearing a hoodie and slippers and just the nicest guy and asking us about comedy and stuff. And then he starts asking about Megan. Megan was on the show at that time. And he kept asking, "So where's Megan? Is she coming?" And we just, whatever, we have the thing. And then he goes out and then the story breaks and we're like, remember how much time he spent?
Did he offer Megan any Quaaludes or anything?
No, but a Jell-O brand pudding pop.
Jimmy, all right, thank you. We will not talk to you next week. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
You got it.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.